This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Just in time for the opening of the Cincinnati Streetcar, the Architectural Foundation of Cincinnati has released the Architour Cincinnati app. It's designed to provide self-guided tours to the city's various architectural styles and important buildings. And joining us to discuss the Architour Cincinnati app and the types of architectural styles you can view and learn about in the city is Architectural Foundation Executive Director Steve Sendelbeck. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Steve, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having us on your show.
Steve, tell me exactly, how does the Architour app work?
Well, it is an app. It is GPS-based, so when you go into the app and you select one of the walking tours, and you open up that particular tour, you'll see a 300-foot radius circle that identifies your location. And while you're walking down the street, when any building that's in the app passes into that 300-foot radius zone, a small picture of that building pops up at the bottom of the screen. And you can tap that picture or any of the markers on the app to open up information about that particular building. So we give you a lot of basic information that's available to, publicly available on the building, but it changes the experience for the user, because it's now when you walk down the street and you see a building and you say, I wonder what that's like or what that's all about, you'd have to go on the internet to search it and find out something about it. This app brings the information right to you.
Now, there are three walking tours on this app?
That's correct.
What are those?
We launched the app in conjunction with the streetcar launch because we wanted to piggyback on that success. So the streetcar route is one of the first tours. There's also a 4th Fifth Street corridor tour that goes all the way from Pike Street to Central Avenue. And then we put on what we call a 20 must-see buildings tour. It's what we consider some of the finest architecture in Cincinnati. So if you have limited time and you can't look at the 67 buildings on the streetcar tour or the 80 on the 4th Fifth Street tour, you can look at what we consider the top 20 in the city.
Just how diverse is the architecture in Cincinnati? We've got a lot of different styles, as I understand it.
We do, and it has to do with the fact that we're a 200-year-plus old city, and the fact that we have such a rich history in the Cincinnati area. Obviously, the German influence on the community is seen in the architecture as well. There's a lot of Italianate architecture in the over-the-Rhine area, but you see everything from Beaux-Arts classicism to Romanesque architecture to very, contemporary architecture today, such as the Contemporary Arts Center.
Steve, does the app actually explain the architectural style of the building and its designer and its significance?
It gives you a definition of the style of the building. It tells you the architect who designed the building originally. Sometimes if that's a significant architect from a worldwide standpoint, we give you more information about that architect. But we also have biographies of architects who practice in Cincinnati on our website. So if people really want to know more about the architect, they can go there to get that information. But the information in the app will also include any changes in function of the building, any renovations that were done to it, and the names of the architects that did those modifications. But what we really want to focus on is what makes that building unique. So we have a couple sections that talk about the significance of a particular building and the unique aspects of that particular building.
What are some of the must-see buildings that are on the apps?
Well,
Yes.
Cincinnati is kind of unique in that we, as a Midwestern city, we have four Daniel Burnham buildings. Daniel Burnham was the Chicago School architect who was known for the Flatiron Building in New York and Union Station in Washington, D.C., and they're all in the 4th Street, 5th Street area. Of course, the Dixie Terminal is really a remarkable building. Garber and Woodward Building was built in 1913. One of my favorites is the Gwynn Building, an Ernest Flagg design building. It's also a Beaux-Arts building again, built in 1913. Memorial Hall, Music Hall, these are incredible examples of architecture. Both of those buildings were designed by Samuel Hannaford. Memorial Hall is considered a Beaux-Arts classicism, and Music Hall is considered high Victorian Gothic, or in what used to be the vernacular of Cincinnati, sauerbraten Byzantine. It's a joke that was made about it. But then we also, you know, I can't leave out the Contemporary Arts Center.
Oh, definitely.
Certainly Union Terminal.
What about plans to expand the app?
Well, we developed the app so it could be readily expanded, because documenting all of the great architecture in Cincinnati is a daunting task to do in one effort. So we are adding tours. We're targeting to do these new tours about once every 2 to 3 months. We will pick up a tour fairly quickly on the northern downtown area. The streetcar and 4th Street tours actually create kind of a crisscross of Cincinnati. So the northern tour is going to pick up things like City Hall, Wise Temple, and the Cathedral, and a number of other buildings. We'll also do a riverfront tour. We'll do a University of Cincinnati campus tour. We'll do a Northern Kentucky tour to try and kind of capture some of the most important buildings in the region. But then we also want to do some kind of unique tours. We're intrigued by the fact that so many movie companies have come to Cincinnati to film projects here, and we really want to create a walking tour so people can see the different locations that have been used in some of the movies filmed recently.
And Steve, this is available at iTunes and Google Play, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it's already launched?
It launched on September 1st. It's completely free, so we encourage people to download it and try it and see if they enjoy it and learn something from it. It's really important, too. We have a feature that allows people to give us commentary on the buildings, and we hope they'll give us feedback.
Steve, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Architectural Foundation Executive Director Steve Sendelbeck. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier with help from Kevin Reynolds. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. Dave Shermer was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. Depression is not a normal part of aging, yet millions of Americans 65 and older experience symptoms of depression. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll discuss causes of depression in older adults and how to fight it. We'll also hear about the UC College of Law's Center for Race, Gender, and Social Justice and the link between race and the death penalty in the United States. That's Cincinnati Edition, tomorrow afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.